Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Brian Britton, and here are today's top local stories.
Violence continues in the city. Shootings are up. Fatalities up. The latest, a 14-year-old Queens boy shot, now fighting for his life for this. And the Queens DA's response, we get the latest from 1010 Wins newsman John Montone.
The boroughs are ablaze in gunfire. On Sunday, in 3 hours, seven people were shot. Five dead in Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Staten Island. And at 5 o'clock last evening, two men shot a 14-year-old boy on a bicycle in St. Albans, Queens. This woman on News 4 asked the question on everyone's mind.
Kids shooting. For what?
Queens DA Melinda Katz tells 1010 Wins.
There's COVID. There's not a lot of people on the street. There's a certain distrust of law enforcement.
As the 14-year-old boy fell off his bike with blood pouring from bullet holes in his neck and stomach, the shooters ran off. And while the mayor says there is a pain out there that comes out of a long, long history of mistakes in policing, the NYPD's chief of department, Terrence Monahan, says,
New York City had days and days of anti-police marches that honestly crushed the morale of our cops.
7 days, 80 people shot, 18 bodies taken to the morgue. John Montone, 1010, Wins News.
Thank you, John. New video showing one of Sunday's shootings in the Bronx. Guy gunned down as he crossed the street, and he was holding his 7-year-old daughter's hands. 28-year-old Anthony Robinson walking on East 170th Street with his 7-year-old daughter, Chloe. Car pulls up. Passenger leans out, just starts firing. The girl, she's okay. She ran to safety. Robinson, though, pronounced dead at the hospital. Restrictions in New Jersey could be getting a bit tighter. 1010 Wins reporter Glenn Shuck joining us now as Governor Murphy is considering requiring face masks outdoors as cases rise. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Brian, good morning. Yeah, you know, if you live in Jersey like I do, and so many of us do, get used to maybe wearing masks a lot more. Governor Murphy over the weekend had said he had wanted a nationwide mandate regarding masks, but of course his say is here in Jersey, so he's talking about this face mask mandate even when you're outside because the rate of transmission is rising at the highest level in about 10 weeks now. The alarm after spikes in Hoboken, we've learned about, in Sussex County, where residents there traveled to hotspot states and then apparently brought the virus back to Jersey.
We're constantly assessing and reassessing the variety of the advisories and recommendations we have out there. We're looking at outside masking as we speak. So I don't have any news for you, but that is something. Again, the virus, just to repeat a point we make all the time, the virus is a lot less lethal outdoors.
And this kind of news, Brian, also means that things like indoor dining will continue to be delayed, as will gyms opening and movie theaters. Now, on Monday, we learned of 216 new COVID cases still. 20 more people lost their lives from the coronavirus. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, live here in New Jersey.
Thank you, Glenn. In New York, Governor Cuomo, pretty unhappy. Some folks are getting complacent.
You look at the festivities over July 4th, you see gatherings that are not socially distanced. They're not wearing masks. You see it in Manhattan. You see it on Fire Island. There are reports upstate of gatherings where people aren't socially distanced and people aren't wearing masks.
Suffolk County exec Steve Ballone also promising stepped up enforcement after the Fire Island videos of just a very lax attitude towards social distancing went viral. Now, of course, as the city enters phase three, Mayor de Blasio reporting daily indicators remaining at an all-time low. More people venturing out as of July 1st. The MTA says subway ridership up by 18%, bus ridership up by 12%. Meanwhile, in Connecticut, it's a full stop to reopening. Governor Ned Lamont announcing yesterday the state will delay phase three of its reopening indefinitely. He says they want to avoid the COVID-19 spikes that other states are seeing. We'll give you some good news here. Baseball's a go. We know when the Yanks, we know when the Mets will play.
The abbreviated baseball schedule officially out now, and as expected, the season will start for the Yankees July 23rd under the lights down in Washington, D.C., while the Mets open with a 4-10 first pitch on Friday the 24th against Atlanta. The Yanks' home opener the night of the 29th. That'll be against the Phillies after they'll have played two games in Philadelphia. And the two Subway Series start August 21st in Queens, then the following Friday night in the Bronx. By the way, that Field of Dreams game in Iowa that was supposed to feature the Yankees now will match the White Sox and Cardinals on August 13th. Mark Rene, 1010 Wins Sports.
You know, they built it and the Yankees will not come. We're talking about the Mets here. New York Post reporting billionaire hedge fund manager Steve Cohen will once again bid on the Mets again this week. This comes after his last deal, $2.7 billion. That fell apart back in February when the Wilpons and Cohen couldn't come to terms over how much control each party would have during the transition time. The paper, though, says now with COVID-19 hanging over the team and baseball and the country in general, the Wilpons may be more likely to work on a deal with Cohen.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!